Welcome once again to Artbeat. I'm Jeffrey Brown. Today I'm joined by two of Hollywood's leading sound designers. Both have worked on a long list of movies. Richard King is nominated this year for his work on Inception. Gary Hecker is one of the industry's leading Foley artists, and I'm going to let him explain that in a moment. But first, welcome to both of you. And Richard King, I wanted to start with a basic question to help us understand your world a bit. What exactly is a sound designer?
Well, a sound designer is in charge of creating a comprehensive approach to the film's soundtrack. The soundtrack is at least 50% of the film going experience, and the sound designer needs to come up with a comprehensive approach to what the different locations that the characters inhabit sound like, and depending upon the needs of the movie, what a tidal wave sounds like, what a dragon roar sounds like, what the Batmobile sounds like, and also to coordinate all the sound departments, the Foley department, the dialogue editing department, sound effects, and so on, so that the film gets completed on schedule.
Gary Hecker, I referred you as a Foley artist. Tell me what that is, and by way of explaining this whole, the same question about the sound designer, what it is you do.
I work on a stage, and they project an image of the film that we're working on onto a screen, and I have live microphones and hand props and different things that I use to create sound effects, and I watch the picture and mimic movements of the actors and also whatever is being portrayed on the scene of the film. I have to come up with sounds organically and live to the picture, so to speak, and we record those sounds in sync to the picture, and we do those sounds one by one and try to canvas the film with sound.
Now, Richard King, there was a video I was watching of your work from Inception. The two main characters are sitting in a cafe while the world basically around them explodes, right? You remember that? Can you describe the various layers of sound that you worked with there?
The idea with a Paris cafe scene is the Ellen Page character isn't aware that she's in a dream. As it slowly dawns on her that she is dreaming, she begins to panic, and the dream begins to break apart. And we wanted to create a sonic analogy to that, and to basically follow her emotional arc as she realizes the dream that she's in and begins to freak out. Chris Nolan wanted the sound of the scene to be very frightening, very terrifying, to emulate the terror that she's feeling, and firing bits and pieces of debris, pebbles, metal, glass, using a slingshot or a crossbow, firing them by a microphone to get the sounds of objects whizzing by, debris whizzing by, and just try to make the sound as lethal as possible.
Well, Gary Hecker, speaking of the director, help us understand, how much does the director, in a sense, direct the sound portion of the film? How much of it, you're describing a lot of work that goes on in post-production. Explain the relationship with the director here.
There's visions that we portray to the film, what we think, and then they also have what they feel they want to hear, and they usually come together with the sound people. Usually, you know, it's portrayed through both parties to arrive at, you know, the soundtrack. You know, they usually have a few things, would you say, Richard, that they want to express, that they want to hear in a film, and then some of them turn us loose and let us do what we want to do.
Yeah, my experience has been that the best kind of direction I get from directors is emotional cues, such as this scene should sound like, should make you feel sheer terror, or this scene should be mildly uneasy, unnerving, without you really knowing why. When I get those kind of emotional cues, then I can use my own creative process to come up with what I think would work. The directors I've been lucky enough to work with are very much involved in the sound. They understand how much sound can bring to the process and want to squeeze every ounce of impact they can out of that.
All right, Richard King and Gary Hecker on the art of sound in the movies. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
And I'm Jeffrey Brown for Artbeat, and thank you once again for tuning in. Bye.